מסכת בבא קמא, פרק ו, משנה ה, משנה says, המדליק את הגדיש, והיו בו כלים ודלקו. Somebody lit a fire in his own property, and that fire spread to another person's property, and it burned down a stack of grain, but not only did it burn down a stack of grain, but there were things inside of it that were hidden, that weren't revealed to the eye, and they burned also. Rabbi Yehuda omer, yishalem ma shebetecho, says Rabbi Yehuda, he does not only have to pay for the stack of grain that's there, but he has to pay for what's hidden inside of it as well. V'hachamim omrim, eno meshalem ela gadish shel haitin o shel seorim. Hachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. They say he only has to pay for the stack of wheat or for the stack of barley, but if an item was hidden inside of it, the Torah does not hold a person liable for things that spread from one property to another if they were hidden inside of a gadish, inside a stack of hay. They learn that from the pasuk where it says, "Ki tetze esh umatzeah kotzim." If a fire goes out and it finds thorns, v'ne'echal gadish, and a stack of grain, o akama, and then it says, or standing grain, o hasadeh, or a field, and all of that, and it's burned down. By putting in the example over here of hakama, standing grain, what Hachamim are telling us is that just like standing grain are out there and revealed and exposed, likewise, a person's only obligated to pay for things that are exposed, not hidden inside the gadish. And therefore, Hachamim say, the person who had the fire lit in his own property does not have to pay for whatever was hidden inside of the hay pile. According to the Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, he said he would have to pay. He doesn't hold of this derasha of kama, and therefore says to the Rabbi Yehuda, you have to pay for the entire damage, even for what's inside of the stack of grain. Haya gedi kafutlo, if there was a goat that was tied to a stack of grain, ve'eved samuchlo, or and the slave that was near the stack of grain but wasn't tied to it, ve'nisraf imo, then the goat or the slave was burned as well. Hayav, the damager, the person who lit the fire, is obligated to pay for the goat. He's obligated to pay for the stack of grain, obviously, but he would not be liable to pay for the slave, because since the slave was not tied down, the slave could have run away. And if he didn't run away, that wasn't really the responsibility of the person who lit the fire. Eved kafutlo, ugdi samuchlo, v'nisraf imo, patur. But if there was an eved that was tied to the stack, and a goat that was near it, and the slave was burned with the stack, then patur, the damager is not obligated to pay for anything. The murder here of the slave is punishable by death. And therefore we have the halachic rule of kimle bedrabamine, the higher form of punishment takes precedence, and here is punishable by death, hayav mita. So therefore, a person would not be both punishable by death and have to pay a monetary obligation at the same time. Umodim hachamim l'Rabbi Yehuda b'madliket habira. Hachamim agreed to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, where somebody lit a fire on another person's property and it burned down a large house over there. Shu meshalem kol ma shebetocha. Sheken derech b'nei adam lehaniach bebatim. That even in that case, where the person burned down a whole house, say hachamim, they would agree to the Yehuda in this scenario, that the person who burned it down have to pay for everything, including the hidden objects in the house, because it's the way people to live like that. They keep things inside, they hide things in the house, and fire was started on the victim's property, and therefore, it's common for him to have things over here that would be hidden, so therefore, Hachamim in this case as well would agree that the damager has to pay even for hidden items. Earlier on in the Mishnah, we saw Hachamim said no, and if anything is hidden, that the person who started the fire would not have to pay for it. But here, when it's the way to do things like that, when things are normally kept that way, then the Hachamim would agree that the person who lit that fire would be obligated as well, and that's how it applies to this case of the house.